one of the best songwriters I've ever known. Yeah. Truly a hero. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Will Kimbrough.
Woo, thank you.
No pressure.
It's great to be back here. Thank y'all for coming, and thanks for supporting Lost River Sessions. It's a great thing. So I'm gonna take y'all right to the Donelson Correctional Facility outside of Bessemer, Alabama. We're gonna go ahead and start in prison. That way we get to have more of a happy ending if we start here. So this is a song for those inmates who learned how to meditate by the Dhamma brothers, went and taught them. And they thought, a prison full of pretty much men in for life without parole, it's a good place to start to see if learning how to meditate will help you get through your day a little better. So they made a movie about it. I watched it with my friend Kate Campbell, and we had to write this song. The original title is Alabama Department of Corrections Meditation Blues. And, all right. Killed a man to get in here. Here I'll be for life. The hardest of the hardest men. And I step aside when I walk by. You know, I was born an angry man. This is all I know. And I gave up on the humankind a long, long time ago. See, then one day a man came around and he put us to the test. He said, we're gonna sit right here and think a while like Jesus in the wilderness. Well, I thought that man was crazy. But 2 days on and on, 3 days and the walls came down and all my pain was blind, but now I see. I've been locked up here for all my days, and I am finally free. I grew up in Lower Alabama. And I went to church camp every fall, vacation Bible school every summer. At that fall camp out at Blue Lake, there was a storyteller would come every fall and tell us all these old Choctaw Creek, Cherokee stories. Tell us the old Spanish settler and French settler stories, Mardi Gras stories. And he always said that the Native American word Alabama meant, here we rest. Well, now I know that's not true at all. But I like it. So I'll put this part at the end of this tune. Sing it with me if you feel like it. It goes like this. Alabama, here we rest. Live in light and peacefulness. Alabama, here we rest. living light and peacefulness. Oh, Alabama, here we rest, living light and peacefulness.
Thank you. All right. I put out a record in 2019 called I Like It Down Here. And I was had fun time making it, writing the songs. And it's really about, I'm from the Deep South, and it's just about how much I love the Deep South and all the crazy people and crazy things that happen in the Deep South. Mostly really good, some not so good. You know, it's just life and places, people. So this is one, a celebration of people that are a little bit outside the norm. You know, y'all might know a few of those people in Kentucky. I know a few from Kentucky. And I know why Dr. Ralph Stanley didn't speak to Sam Bush for over 25 years. So I'm going to do this song called I Like It Down Here, because I do. She asked me, when does the bad luck stop? When do we rise to the top? It's awful hard work pulling up the rear. She said, now honey, don't you wanna be a big success so you can buy me a diamond and a wedding dress? I leaned in close, I whispered in her ear, said I like it down here with the hobos and the drunks. I like the hard-bitten rabble with the leaving trunks, blood in my mud and a sawdust in my beer. I like a wake-up call at 1:30. If I had a job, I would get her done. You see, I can catch real fine trash fish off the pier. Like it down here. She rolled her eyes and she bit her lip. She let her skinny backbone slip. She lit a Chesterfield and she church keyed another beer. Well, she smiled and said, I must admit that I always did like a man with. And then she slapped my face and she called out with a sneer, said, I like it down here, boss, just as much as you. I like the bilge water and the bus tub stew. I got a three-legged dog and a one-eyed buccaneer. Yeah. I like my homemade wine from a scuppernong, smoking guns and drinking songs, yeah. Big steam trains with drunken engineers. Yes, I like it down here. And the whiskey priests, I like the bat chain pullers and the shiny beast, street life lovers with the tattoo of a tear. Yeah. I want a woman with a face like a question mark. You know she cleans up good when it's nice and dark, in a railroad flat with a monkey called Belvedere. Yes, I like it down here.
Thank you, thank you.
Hey, let's have a big hand for Jamie and the band. They sounded great tonight, so. We share love for the great J.J. Cale. I heard that J.J. Cale song they did. It sounded good, too. Clyde plays electric bass. I just wanted to tell y'all that a great songwriter and a great human being passed away over the weekend. David Olney passed away. It's okay. Give him a hand. It's a tragedy, but his life and work should be celebrated because nobody was a better songwriter than David Olney. Nobody that ever wrote, I don't think, ever wrote a better song than Jerusalem Tomorrow or 1917. The man, just an amazing guy. So I just like to dedicate everything from here out to David Olney. He was my across the street neighbor, and I'll never forget going out there on a day like today and putting my guitar case in my trunk, and Olney would say, "Where are you headed?" And I'd say, "Where are you headed?" And that's a precious memory now. So I'd like to do a traveling song called When I Get to Memphis. And it's just a love song. And When I Get to Memphis is just an excuse for me to sing about Louisiana for some reason. And I love Memphis too, but I wrote this with my friend Rich McCulley, who just moved from Los Angeles to El Paso. That's a pretty interesting move. He went to be with his kid, of course, but he's going to get some new culture, so. Yeah. Well, Memphis in the mirror, trouble on my mind. Down in Mississippi, I'm leaving you behind. I thought I could do better, chasing down a dream. So I loaded up the truck, headed out to New Orleans. Head down in Louisiana, oh, it's such a charming life down there. Gumbo on the table, and there's a music everywhere. Oh, I let the bon ton roule, it was the best I ever had. But it ain't Louisiana's fault that I miss you so bad. Well, when I get to Memphis, no, I won't be feeling blue. I come back to my senses, baby, coming home to you. Well, I thought that it was over, thought that we were through. I sure learned my lesson, baby. I'm sure missing you. Down in Louisiana, I can't hardly breathe. And I can't hardly wait to get on back to Tennessee. Senses, darling, I'm coming home to you. Well, I come back to my senses, coming home to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You know, a traveling musician gets a certain reputation, whether earned or not, and whether you sleep with the waitress or not, you know. Sorry, waitresses. But, and, you know, even in the pickup line in Nashville, you know, where like every other Tom, Dick, and Harry is a musician, even down in Nashville, I'd be in the school pickup line and somebody would come up to me and say, "Oh, you're in town." And I'd say, "Yeah, what do you think I am? You're looking at me." But and maybe it's just all part of the way the world makes you feel just a little bit outside of it so you can write about it. But I wanted to write one from inside of my own family. And this is called "I'm Not Running Away, I'm Just Running." So. Well, all right. I'm not running away, I'm just running. Never could sit still for very long. It's not the highway calling me or the wild blue yonder. It's just a chance to pick a while and to sing a song. Always did love running, I never did know why. Maybe it's the closest that a man can get to flying. Always liked the deep end, cool and dark and blue. But I never meant for you to think that I was trying to get away from you. I'm not running away, I'm just running. I never could sit still for very long. The highway calling me or the wild blue yonder. It's just a chance to pick a while and sing a song. I always loved the mountains, but I never did know why. Maybe it's the closest that a man can get up to the sky. I always have been restless, I'm packed and set to move. But I never meant for you to think that I was trying to get away from you. I'm not running away, I'm just running. I never could sit still for very long. It's not the highway calling me or the wild yonder. It's just a chance to pick a while and to sing a song. And in another life I might have lived down by the ocean, instead of all this constant motion. Yeah. So I'm playing some of these songs from this new record, and this next song is called "It's a Sin," and that's a reference to "To Kill a Mockingbird" by Harper Lee, a book that everybody's read, or at least read the Cliff's Notes in high school. And I was playing in Monroeville, Alabama, which was a hometown of Harper Lee, Truman Capote, and the contemporary writer Mark Childress, and I was wondering, why is this town just like a little small town on the spot on the map, you know, why are all these writers from there? And I haven't quite figured it out, but when I was going to play there, the woman who booked me at the Alabama Writers Festival, she said, "Now, if you've got any songs about To Kill a Mockingbird or inspired by it, go ahead and play them." And I thought to myself, well, I don't have any songs like that. And that's an assignment for a songwriter. So I wrote this tune. This is called "It's a Sin," and that's based on Atticus Finch telling Scout,
It's a sin to kill mockingbirds. They sing their little hearts out for us. They're born innocent into this world, and the world just breaks their hearts. And so I'll do this for you. I wanted this song to have a country soul feel out of Muscle Shoals. Innocent babies come into this world singing their little hearts out. Daddy says it's a sin to kill mockingbirds, and I have no reason to doubt. Empathy can be a good holy thing to what pain some hard lives are bound. But you'll have to climb inside of somebody's skin, get in there and walk all around. It's an old town, it's a tired old town. In the glare of the midsummer heat, Daddy says it's a sin kill mockingbirds. I think one just fell at my feet. You could be crippled by cruelty, I've heard, and I've known a few who have lost their minds and their spirits to sorrow and hurt. Lord, they walk like they're bearing the cross. And it's an old town, it's a tired old town, and a burning hot summer to bear. Daddy says it's a sin to kill mockingbirds, and I hear one singing up there. Innocence lost, experience gained, into the arms of the pain. Some understand that it's a balancing act, while others look down in their shame, yeah. Now daddy's gonna do what we need him to do, for he is the rock of our souls. And he tried to show us that the ways of the world sometimes spin out of control. Well, it's an old town, it's a tired old town. Few know the right from the wrong. Daddy says it's a sin to kill mockingbirds, but I'll bust out singing for long. Daddy says it's a sin kill mockingbirds, but I'll bust out singing for long. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. I'm thinking about old David Olney and his songs and what he might be thinking about, you know, my choices of lyrics and how imperfect my rhymes are and inaccurate my sense of history. I'm just playing. I love David Olney and we miss him like hell. So, but we'll celebrate his life and work. And if you haven't ever heard his music, please listen to it. And if you might know a song called Deeper Well that's on Emmylou Harris's record, Wrecking Ball. That's a pretty good song there too. But I'm going to do a song of mine called Piece of Work. And it's a song that I wrote in the bathroom at Baptist Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee, which is now St. Thomas Midtown. And It's where my babies were born, and my wife got treated for cancer successfully. So, yeah. So, that's right. Life is good. And I'm going to do a piece of work for you. I wasn't thinking about Shakespeare, but I guess that's where it comes from. And this is a song that I wrote while my youngest daughter was gaining that extra ounce to go home. She was a little bit too lightweight to go home when she was born, and got to be 4.5 pounds in Tennessee. I don't know what it is up here in Kentucky, but in Tennessee it's 4.5. And put you on one of those meat scales, 6 in the morning, with wearing little boxing trunks. And then they send you on out into the world. So we got to spend the night in the hospital and get her to gain that last ounce. And I was too excited to sleep, and there wasn't room for me in that little narrow hospital bed with a big sister and baby sister and mama in there. So I went in the bathroom and wrote down my thoughts on a piece of paper towel. And then this song is the first song that Jimmy Buffett ever cut of mine, and that certainly paid for some orthodontics and some college tuition, so that's good. And that's not the only thing. It's a joy to sing. This is a piece of work. I'm a piece of work, I'm iron and lace, shy right up there in your face. I'm all dumbfounded, stubborn as an ass, and I'm sharp as an arrow in a pile of glass. I'm a sweetheart, genius, reckless jerk, Lord have mercy, what a piece of work. Well, the Lord made me on a long, thin limb, made sure I'd remember him. Her in the middle of a long, dark night, creation crazy, death sheet white, made an image of a lion shock lamb. I am who the hell I am, ever better, bad to worse, it down to the letter, I'm a piece of work. Piece of work, I'm an angel's fiend, bathed in lavender and gasoline, scab ray shallow in an ink black world, lightly brown in the fires of hell, wicked, holy, full on fake, best known for my big mistake. Well, I'm zen wise, peaceful, gone berserk, I said, a good God almighty, what a piece of work. Well, I'm a dreadful sight and I just don't care. Spent all morning pulling out my hair. Woke at dawn with a crazy spin. I was half the day trying to glue back in. And Mother Bloody Mary, please wipe that smile right off your knees. I'm the CEO of the mailroom clerks. I said, good God almighty, what a piece of work. Cloth, cap, caviar, and corduroy. All over the map, but just a lost in space. Filthy mind, a choir boy's face. Heels of a head down, straight on through. Watch out, woman, I'm gonna get to you. I'm a gladiator with a mind to irk. I'm gonna see you a little later. I'm a piece of work. A piece of work. I'm a piece of work. Do a song for my wife and my kids, another one. This is one I wrote a little bit later down the line after a piece of work. After that, get that lady some water. Get that guy some water. Get everybody some water. So I made up this little guitar melody, and it's got the flatted fifth in it, and I know that sounds like mumbo jumbo to those of you that hadn't taken a piano lesson or anything, but flatted fifth is when you take this perfectly good fifth and make it flat. And it kind of sounds like a horror movie, something's about to happen, you know. The shark is about to bite somebody. The barn door is swinging. What's in the barn, Muffy? Let's go inside. So, slight sense of foreboding. So I call this song Three Angels for my wife and my two daughters. And because real angels, true angels on earth, show you the way to get by in life better. And it's not always pleasant at first. It's a little bit painful to change your ways, to walk down the straight and narrow a little bit more. And so that's that flatted fifth. Three angels. Wake me up each morning, tugging at my sleeve. Three angels see me off to bed each night. I never did believe until I saw them for myself. They don't have wings and halos, and they don't dress in white. They don't have wings and halos, they don't dress in white. From the tallest to the smallest to the one who's in between, Lord, they're beautiful and they're funny in their way. One's a woman, one's a little girl, and one's almost a teen, and they get smarter than me each and every day. They get smarter than me each and every day. Everyone has angels looking over them. Was a time when I just could not see. Now I know the truth is that I'm a lucky man indeed. Everybody has an angel. I've got three angels, and they're looking over me. Three angels, oh, they make me smile. Three angels shine so bright to see. Three angels, hot and sassy, meek and mild. I go out into the world and they always see me back home safe and sound. Well, sometimes in the morning they're a moody band of angels. Still, it's good to have my angels hanging around. You know, it's good to have my angels hanging around. Everyone has angels looking over them. There was a time when I did not believe. Now I know the truth is I'm a lucky man indeed. Everybody has an angel. Everybody has an angel. Everybody has an angel. I've got three angels. Yeah, they're looking over me. Three angels make me smile. Three angels shine so doggone bright to see. Oh, three angels, hot and sassy, meek and mild. Three angels looking over me. Three angels make me smile. Three angels shine so bright to see. Well, three angels, hot and sassy, meek and mild and bold and brassy. My three angels make me glad to be alive. Thank you. I don't know if any of y'all heard Shamika Copeland's record, America's Child, that came out a couple of years ago, but it's a really beautiful blues record, and I got to work on it, and we're making another one right now. And that's how come I had Sam Bush telling me the Dr. Ralph Stanley story. because, well, you know, he comes in and just starts telling stories, but he's like tuning up, telling you five stories. And, but that's the kind of blues records we're making. We got Sam on there, Jerry Douglas, Jason Isbell, got Kingfish playing on there, and also the wonderful Lisa Oliver Gray from right here in Kentucky. So it's pretty exciting to be working on that record, and I'm working on this Jimmy Buffett record down in Key West a couple weeks ago too. So it's a lot of fun to work with Mac McAnally and Michael Utley and all those guys, Jimmy Buffett, you know, it's a super fun crew. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So I'm gonna do one I wrote with Buffett and dedicate this to Norm's River Roadhouse. And yes, sir. Because a couple of songs I played at Norm's one of the last times I got to play there, and I was playing with my band Daddy, which is a band I have with a fellow from Madisonville, Kentucky, who went to school at Western, Tommy Womack. And so we've had a couple of bands together, and you know, best friends. And saw Scott Willis today. Life is good, and you see your old friends and great rock and rollers like that. So I was playing with Tommy and everybody at Norm's, and I had to get up the next morning at like 1 a.m. So I was like going to bed from like 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. A nap, I guess. And I flew down to Miami, and then I flew to St. Martin. And then I flew from there on one of those planes that sounds like this. To St. Bart, which is a pretty fancy little island there. And then got in at night, and I went to bed and woke up the next day and had coffee with Jimmy Buffett, and we wrote about four songs in about 36 hours. So he's the hardest working laid back guy in the world. This is a song called Wings. I've been up around the stratosphere 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're ever gonna fly without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings that you can't see. I've been skiing on the mountains of the moon all weekend long. Been looking out for life on Mars, singing my favorite songs. And all these things could be yours too if you just take another point of view. Everybody's got a pair of wings that they can't see. I've got wings that you can't see. I have wheels on my feet. Way up high, I feel free. On these wings that you can't see. I don't need no plane ride, I don't need no airport line. I can hang around at treetop flyer level all day long, yeah. Now I'm looking down on tiny cars, tiny swimmers swimming around pools and yards, all on account of these wings that you can't see. I've got wings that you can't see. I have wheels on my feet. And way up high, I feel free. On these wings that you can't see. Maybe if you try and open up your mind, you might learn some things. God only knows what you might find floating on those wings. Yeah, you can try to fly away from all your problems. I'm here to say it ain't the way to solve them. I can only help you with the wings that you can't see. And I've got wings that you can't see. I have wheels, I got wheels on my feet. Way up high, feel free, yeah. On these wings that you can't see. You have wings that you can't see.
silver wings just like me. Way up high, we'll be free. Well, if you come on, take a little taste of freedom high up in a cloudland kingdom. Take a little trip on the wings you can't see.
Thank y'all so much. I love all that music out of Muscle Shoals from the mid-60s, you know. Got all those Aretha Franklin 45s and Otis Redding. And then all those rock stars like Bob Dylan and Paul Simon and Willie Nelson, they went down there to make records and get some of that magic. I've gotten to know the great Spooner Oldham in the last few years. And he's a piano player on a lot of that stuff and a songwriting partner of Dan Penn. So just really, he's in, you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Songwriters Hall of Fame like he should be. But Spooner is a real, true, gentle man, a gentleman. And I've gotten to know him and just admire him so much, but I like him so much as a person almost better than I like his music, you know. So this is a song I dedicate to Spooner and to my beautiful, healthy wife. This is called Soulfully. If you feel like singing on the chorus, you just gotta say the word soulfully 4 times. And it'll sound good in here. Here we go. You give me all you got, and that's a lot. Oh, I understand, I'm a lucky man to have you in my life. You make me feel so free, soulfully. Well, I know you can be tough, but just enough, 'cause you're tender too. You know just what to do. Give me what I need, soulfully. Help me out now, soulfully. Smiles and laughter, soulfully. Words so kind, soulfully. Here ever after, soulfully. Say that you'll be mine. I send up a prayer way up there. It's just a little prayer of gratitude. I got to give my thanks for you and all the love you bring. The love you bring, soulfully. I want to hear you sing it. Soulfully, smiles and laughter, soulfully. Words so kind, here ever after, soulfully. Say that you'll be mine. Charms, your kisses, oh so sweet, that you give to me soulfully. Well, well, soulfully. Smiles and laughter, soulfully. Well,